I started. And I, but Mike, I got to tell you, my first meeting was an NA meeting. You know, I'm very grateful for that. And there weren't very many meetings around, like I said, and so we kind of filled in with, you know, the other fellowship. Well, fellowship, this is history, so I went to AA meetings also. But, you know, I also went to Neurotics Anonymous. I tried that in the house. But I racked with the OAs, you know, Overeaters Anonymous. I could identify with them because I'm, you know, well, that's explained to me. And let's see, it was Neurotics Anonymous, and then it was, there was another one that was similar to that, you know. And let's see, oh, I don't know. I went for counseling for years before I came to the program. I went to counseling since being in the program. I tried different religions, different churches. You know, I just reading different books. Well, you know, that's kind of tough. Get into the hair, changing hair colors and all that jazz. But this was one program where I would be going to meetings and there weren't very many women around, and I'd be sitting in the meeting and they'd be talking away, these guys, and I'd be hanging onto the chair. I was like really scared. Like one guy would say, if you don't have a year in, I don't want to talk to you. But the girls told me, oh, he's not really that bad. I thought, oh, well, okay. And then I heard this other guy say, well, I was in the penitentiary and, you know, all this, and I think. And then I remember one guy got up, his name was Jack, and we used to call him hearing aid Jack. And, you know, I'm so grateful for him because he was so dear. He used to tell about how he painted. He was a painter, and he used to go into the homes and he used to open up all the medicine cabinets and, you know, the pills. So the minute he said pills, that gave it a little bit of identification, helped with some of the other. But one thing I was warned right out front is, you know, you take some, Betty, and you leave some. And, you know, and I could identify as time went on that maybe I didn't go to jail, but I just never got caught, you know. And that I used to sometimes think maybe they should put me in jail and take care of me, you know. And at times when I would go in the hospital to be taken care of in the hospital, why, I thought that was really great. You know, I could get some rest, you know, and I got up there, and I love those shots, you know. But I always knew something was wrong somewhere, you know. And each time I said, this time is going to be different. You know, this time is going to be different. That's what I'd tell my kids. And I don't know. I how can I tell you all this in just a few minutes? I had four daughters, and I had one that I adopted out when she was, you know, first born. And since being in the program, after she was 30-some years old, we got together, you know, and that's the program helping me go through this. And another daughter who was taken away from me through blackmail. And she and I are close. You know, she sent you a few NA meetings, you know. So I'm very grateful for that. I gotta tell you, when I first came to the program, I was one of those women that didn't leave the men alone. And I got married right off the bat, and that lasted a few months. This is my